Meanwhile, from federal politics to local government, and Canada Bay Council has voted to rename its newly amalgamated council after a fictional town in a movie and in a book. Canada Bay Council is merging with Burwood and Strathfield, and they want their newly merged council to be called Rivendell. Now, Rivendell is the name of a fictional town in the Lord of the Rings trilogy. Not everyone is a fan of the new name, with the state MP for Des Moines saying, while the name is entertaining, it would not have his support. Angelo Tarekas is the mayor of Canada Bay. He joins me on the line. Mayor, good afternoon.
G'day, Ben. How are you?
All right.
First comment on the last interview about essential vehicles and emergency services. I mean, that's a really important issue, and I think that all local governments should be working with all those emergency services to make access available through our streets. I just wanted to make that comment.
No problem. Now, tell me about the name change to Rivendell.
Yeah, look, Ben, I would rather be talking to you today about the good things of Canada Bay and the things we do for our community and what a wonderful place it is. The only reason I'm on your radio station talking to you and your listeners is because the state Liberal government have been on an agenda to merge local government for the last couple of years. Mm. And certainly it hasn't been easy for local government. Now, Canada Bay, I need to tell you a few facts. Canada Bay has always said that it wants to stand alone. We think we're financially viable and we've got a population size and we think we do a great job. But again, the state government have set criteria and have set a few benchmarks that we need to meet. This merger that you're talking about with Strathfield and Burwood is the last connotation that the government has proposed and put to our council in Burwood and Strathfield to consider.
Now, so as part of that consideration, you'd have to come up with a new name. Why Rivendell?
Well, I'll tell you why Rivendell, and it has got a historical significance to our area, and specifically regarding the Dame Edith Thomas Walker estate that includes, listeners don't know, the area around Yarralla and Concord Hospital, and it is a pretty significant name for our area. Where
So just to clarify, you're saying it hasn't been copied from Lord of the Rings?
Well, look, can I be honest with you? I've had a few phone calls from friends and that have sort of had a bit of a dig at me, and I don't mind having being digged at for names. But
Mayor, has it been copied from Lord of the Rings or has it not?
Ben, it's got a good ring to it, but Ben,
one of your best.
Given that we've proposed the name, it is really up to the state government to settle on the name. But I would rather think that, you know, all this attention on the name, the attention should be on the state government.
Yeah. I'm asking you about the name, though, Mayor. Can you just give me a clear answer? Has it been copied from Lord of the Rings or not?
It's been copied from a historical building that is significant to the Canada Bay area, located on the shores of the Parramatta River, which includes Concord Hospital, the Yarralla Estate, and it is a place where it's been used over many years for convalescent hospital for returned servicemen and soldiers, and also for adolescent use.
Okay, so the name Rivendell had been used in the local area before it had been picked up from
Lord of the Rings. Been picked up by the Lord of the Rings for the name of the building, but we tend to think that it's captured the attention of you and others, and certainly put the spotlight on Canada Bay.
All right. Well, good luck in your battle over mergers. But yes, it is a whole different issue which has caught our attention this afternoon. Mayor, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Ben.
Angelo Tarekas. I don't know what you make of that. Probably not a hell of a lot.